Hello, everyone. The clip you're about to hear is from one of our exclusive Patreon episodes on a recent horror release, and just like all of our other episodes, it might include major spoilers for said horror release, so don't listen to it if you haven't already seen it. You've officially been warned. And if you'd like to hear the full episode, just head on over to patreon.com/horrorqueers and subscribe today. Without further ado, here is your exclusive Patreon clip. I have a similar-ish issue with the Timmy storyline.
Okay. Well,
only because it does he gets a lot of time. Like, he gets a really good moment in that confession scene, the two truths and a lie.
It's real good.
But
it's real good.
It is. Oh, and he acts it superbly.
Yes, Nicholas Galantine.
Yes.
Just
who
gift name to the actor.
He's from Chambers, that TV show you hated with Uma Thurman.
Oh, he's actually pretty good in that one too.
And he actually is in. There was an HBO movie that it was about a girl who blacked out, and like she was trying to like remember like at a party, and she was trying to remember the next day like what happened. So I think it's about date rape. But both he and Lovey Simone, who plays Tabby, were in this movie, and it was called Cher.
Okay. I have not heard of that.
I haven't either. But we get this moment from him, and then we get this confession. Like, watching him break down was so... And I also love that he's bisexual, you know? He's not, quote-unquote...
Shout out to the bisexuals. Thank God, right?
Yeah, the lack of bi... It's so great. And, like, I love the line when he's like, it felt good with the girls. It felt good with him. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't know how to say this. And it... I don't know what it's like to be bisexual either, but like I know that like bi erasure or considering bisexuality as a stepping stone to being gay, like that's something
it's
that bisexual
so
people.
Frustrating.
It is. I mean, in high school, that's what I used to think because that's before I came out. I would say bisexual because it was like you're sticking one toe in that straight pool still, you know.
Which I think is unfortunately where most people get this idea is that it is that stepping stone. Whereas I think for a lot of people, it's like it's that. Yeah. In teenagers, it's important because that we allow them the kind of space to work through how they want to define. And I think the issue with bisexuality is that there is a possibility that people gravitate more towards one sex over the other. But I think there's a power in saying that it's not a phase or it's not a stepping stone. It's just what I like, because I think that really acknowledges that people can live in that space where they are mutually attracted. Like,
I think, and maybe I'm speaking for too many people here.
But we're doing a lot of that.
Because there's a lot of biphobia within the queer community, especially. Like, I mean, obviously it exists outside of it too, but within the queer community. And in my experience, from what I have seen, and even based on my own personal like thoughts in the past and how I've reconciled with them, it almost seems like because a bisexual person can be in a straight passing relationship, that some queer people, some gay people...
It usually is the gays.
Almost hold it against them to be like... Because it's like, oh, well, I'm gay. I've gone through X amount of trauma because of it. And because you can be in a straight-passing relationship, and because I've mostly seen you in a straight-passing relationship as opposed to a homosexual relationship...
Right.
I resent you for that. And again, that is my one generalization for the night. But, like, that's where I think it comes from, or at least partially... And it's not fair.
No, it's still shitty.
Yeah. I mean, to have a character in this major motion picture that should have gone to theaters.
And maybe would have.
It's really refreshing. The problem is, once we get this admission, he's dead. He is out of the film.
And honestly, that's a big issue, right? Like, it's hard not to take personally after the number of times that we have commented on queer characters being murdered after they come out, after they enter into relationships. And it feels particularly galling in this film because you get this admission, it's super emotional, it's so well acted, and you really want to see how does this play out. And then we never see this character again.
Well, that's what you're talking about in the beginning, though, right? It's like it becomes a completely different movie, the narrative completely switches.
Yeah.
And so it's like the movie we were watching, it ends at that scene.
We start a new film with the same characters acting out of character. Like, the weird thing about this queer issue as well is that Timmy's confession is that he made out with the David Duchovny character's older son.
They had sex. He said we hooked up.
Yeah. And we don't know much of Jeremiah. He only appears in a couple of scenes.
Wait.
It's often difficult to confused him with the middle son.
Isaiah. He hooked up with Isaiah.
Okay. Like, this is the struggle that I had. I couldn't tell these characters apart.
Well, no, because this, when the movie ended, I was like, wait, what happened to the sons? Like, their dad has just been murdered. I mean, rightfully so. But it's like a drop thread. Like, sons weren't, like, I don't think we needed three of them, to be honest.
Well, especially when you cast a, sad to say, a gay-looking younger son. Yeah. Like, I thought that's where this was going. That it was going to be that the dad realized, oh, there is a woman who usurps my authority because he doesn't like the way that Lily is an active female with agency and she's empowered. Mm-hmm. And then I thought he was going to discover that the youngest son was gay. Because there's all these repeated inferences where it looks like Abe, that's the youngest son, is associating or interested in the life of Lily and the girls.
You're right. I honestly couldn't even tell you. Like, I mean, the sons are such non-entities in this movie, and that we don't get any scenes with them after their dad has been killed.
No.
Like, so are Helen and Lily just, like, still living in that house? Did they, with the sons, did she adopt them? Did they move out? Like, what?
I mean, they weren't married. She just moved in with them, so she is, like, not their mom.
It's, so they're going, like, into foster care.
The ending is so fucking bad.